Proclamation number 3636, dated the December 25th, 1945. Bond of love. Unification with God. An indestructible bond is wound around God and the spiritual being which tries to join him due to love. It will remain inseparably connected with him, always coming closer to him, forever striving towards him, being seized by him and in blissful happiness merging with the eternal love, once the being has become perfect. This bond is the goal of all spiritual beings which once emerged from his strength. God is the eternal center of power from whom everything originates and to whom everything will return again according to God's eternal order. Only that which has returned to God again is happy, it is perfect, permeated by strength and light and thus able to actively create and shape. This state will never ever be changed again, insofar as that the being's beatitude will diminish, but it will constantly increase because perfection knows no limits, because God, as the supremely perfect being, will always and ceaselessly be aspired to for all eternity. To be merged with the eternal deity signifies participation in the shaping of works of creation, it signifies guidance and care for the spiritual beings which are sheltered in these creations. It signifies redemptive activity on the bound spiritual beings, it signifies bliss and harmonious striving for unification with equally mature beings and revelations of undreamt of splendors which immature beings are incapable of beholding. Eternal life is not a state of weakness and darkness anymore but activity in light and an undreamt of abundance of strength. Jesus Christ promised this eternal life to those who believe in him and keep his commandments, who, by fulfilling and complying with his teaching of love, establish the connection with God on earth already, the bond, which connects the soul with God ever more closely until it is entirely united with the eternal love. And thus the human being must inevitably attain faith in Jesus Christ as the Redeemer of the world, otherwise the bond with God can never ever be established, for due to the being's imperfection the distance is too vast and cannot be reduced by the being itself, since the distance from God signifies weakness at the same time. Jesus, however, acquired the strength on behalf of people through his death on the cross. He descended to earth in order to deliver people from their weakness of will and lack of strength and to show them the path which leads them to God while they are still on earth. However, without faith in him and his act of salvation, the human being will never be able to overcome his lack of strength and weakness of will. He will never be able to lift himself up because God's adversary keeps him down and wants to prevent his life and eternity. But anyone who believes in Jesus Christ shall be saved. He will live up to his commandments. He will make an effort to live a life of love and thereby receive the strength to establish the connection with God, and God will never let him fall again. He will wind the bond of love around him and not allow it to slacken, instead it will embrace those who strive towards him ever more tightly until they're inseparably united with him. Amen.